four out of five people believe in ghosts. 45% say it's because they, or 35% say it's because they've seen one. 45% believe they have never seen one, but they still believe they're out there. Now, I am somebody that didn't believe at all, like not even a little bit. But one day, one instance changed everything. And it was on the radio about, I want to say 2004-ish. It was here in Sonoma County at a radio station I was on in the morning. I was a young buck back then, Susie. Just, you know, thinking I was hot S, you know? My S didn't stink. And, you know, maybe I was a little cocky on the radio back then. Not nearly as self-deprecating as I am now. And
did you still have your man card back then? Questionable.
That's questionable. Yeah. But we had a shaman come in. And she went through the building at the radio station, which people said was haunted. And did her thing. Walked around, felt the spirits. I don't know, whatever shamans do. And then she comes, you know, that was all the, like, I don't know, an hour before she came on the show with us. She comes on the show with us and starts telling us about all the ghosts and spirits in the radio station. And, you know, the whole time I'm playing, you know, music like I am now and kind of, And then all of a sudden, I'm not making this story up at all. All of a sudden, in the middle of her talking, in the middle of me just, meh, uh-huh, sure. You know, kind of being a jerk about it.
Right.
All of a sudden.
Whatever, lady.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, I feel something brush up against my leg. And then the radio station goes off the air. I'm not even kidding. Just complete in the studio. We were off the air. And not even just, you know, you do this job and, you know, I don't want to get too technical with it, but typically when you go off the air, there's some kind of malfunction of the equipment or,
right,
or you're just not paying attention. And you usually know what to do to get yourself back on. It may take a couple minutes, but you know the protocol to go back on.
Yeah.
I couldn't even turn the microphones on because there was no power anywhere.
Wow.
And so the whole time, I'm like, we're all freaking out. What the heck just happened? Oh. Then all of a sudden, everything turns back on. And the mics were turned on. And we were talking, you know, as if we were off the air.
Uh-oh.
About what just happened, because we didn't know we were back on the air. And we're just like, oh, that's so crazy. And then my co-host was, hey, I think we're back on. Oh, wow. And it totally sounded like a stunt or some kind of thing we made up for the radio or whatever. But it was totally legit. And since that day, I believe it. Because how you can't explain that. There's no logical explanation for at that moment, while we're talking about ghosts and spirits at the radio station, that I feel something on my leg. Someone else said they felt it cross them, too. And the person across from me said they felt it first.
Wow.
So it ran across. Whatever it was, ran across, hit my co-host, hit somebody else, grabbed, like, swiped my leg, and then suddenly we go off the air. That is not something you can make up.
No.
At that time. I'm just saying. So, now I believe.
Creepy.
All right.